Time is 7:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. The Trump administration and a group of Republican state attorneys general led by Ken Paxton of Texas are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to declare the entire Affordable Care Act unconstitutional. Elena Marks, who heads the Episcopal Health Foundation in Houston, says if the ACA is overturned amid the COVID-19 outbreak, it will be devastating for individuals and medical providers.
I've always believed that repealing the ACA without a replacement that is better is the wrong move for the country and for Texans. Doing that in the middle of a pandemic is unimaginable.
Texans would lose their health coverage if the ACA is repealed. The state already has the largest number and highest percentage of uninsured people in the nation.
And we would go to an uninsured rate that would get close to 30%.
Marks adds if the ACA is repealed, an estimated 1.7 million Texans would lose their health insurance. Both Vice President Mike Pence and Texas Governor Greg Abbott acknowledge that there has been a rapid increase in coronavirus cases in the state in recent weeks. During a Sunday news conference in Dallas with Pence, Abbott said the increase has been swift and very dangerous.
Over just the past few weeks, the daily number of cases have gone from an average of about 2,000 to more than 5,000 per day. At the same time, hospitalizations have increased from about 2,000 per day to more than 5,000 per day.
Pence praised the governor for both his decision to begin reopening the state in May and for his recent executive order closing bars and placing a hold on lifting reopening restrictions. When asked if President Trump should personally encourage people to wear masks to prevent the spread of the virus, the vice president answered by saying the president had tasked him with leading the coronavirus task force and said,
"If you can't maintain social distancing, which is that if you're going to be within 6 feet of people for more than 15 minutes, it's just a good idea to wear a mask."
Both Pence and Abbott wore masks as they entered and left the room. Governor Abbott's executive order issued on Friday limits certain businesses and services as part of the state's efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19, including closing bars and limiting restaurants to 50% seating capacity. The Texas Department of Health reports the latest total number of COVID-19 cases is 148,723, along with 79,974 estimated recoveries. The number of fatalities is 2,393. The latest total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Louisiana is 56,236. 39,086 have been presumed recovered. There are 715 hospitalized cases and 3,086 COVID-19 related deaths. And the Arkansas State Department of Health reports 19,818 cases along with 264 deaths. You're listening to Red River Radio News.